MADAV. That is, thank you. That is, that sounds like some good stuff to check out. That Meat Monkey place sounds good because I got two boys here who are really into protein, and they like to fry up a lot of beef. So, we'll have to check out, see as far as like having a grill or something. I'm sure, we've got, we'll have a little kitchen there or something, but I'm sure they might have like an outdoor grill. I'd love to grill some steaks or burgers while we're up here. And I'll pay $6 for a piece of pie if that's good, especially if it's a la mode, got a scoop of ice cream on it. Definitely that. So, just out of curiosity, what lured you up here? What do you do for work and stuff?
Well, I'm trying to pretend I'm retired. I allegedly retired in 22, but it's not really working out as planned. My prior clients keep calling me and wanting to give me money, so I keep taking it, but... as we were speaking, I literally was passing Meat Monkey. It's a blue building. It's next to the post office and right across the street from the boat launch for Conway, what is this? What lake is this? I don't even remember. It'll come to me. And then not a mile up the road as you're going east on your left is the Fish Hatchery. And then a little further up, maybe another mile and a half, is the House of Pies. That is a kind of like a fairly well-known chef that gave up a restaurant, I think in Chicago, maybe on the West Coast. Guy's kind of famous for his empanadas, but there was another location that he had in town in Petoskey. I don't know if that reopened. I know it closed seasonally, and I don't know if it reopened, but the original location... between Conway and Olanson, right on the main drag, pinkish building, red and white sign, you can't miss it. So, but anyway, the textbook answer is I'm retired.